Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I am so excited to recording for you guys today. As you can tell by the title of this episode, it's just going to be all about fall. Yay! Fall is officially here. I looked it up, even though, actually, I think I thought it started September 21st, but when I looked it up, I think it said it started September 22nd. Also, it shockingly said that fall goes until December 21st, I believe, like end of December. And I was like, huh? No way. At least where I am in the Northeast, like everywhere around here that I've lived, Boston, New York, now I'm in Pennsylvania, like it starts snowing in November, right? So I would think winter starts in November because I've always felt like fall is so quick, right? Like, again, at least where I am, the leaves start to change probably end of September, October, but I feel like fall is really only in October. Pretty much, to me, in my mind, fall is like October because September still is the end of summer and it's still really warm, and then November and December start snowing, gets really cold. I feel like October is like the one month of fall where I live, where it feels like the perfect crispness of weather. This is Friday, September 30th, as this is going up. So I mean, I'm just going to be hanging on to like the 1 month of ideal weather. Also, fall can be so weird though here because you can have a day where it's like 75 or 80 degrees and then it also could snow one day. Like, I feel like it's kind of all over the place. Also, I should mention, you can probably already tell my voice. I apologize. I am so congested. I've been so like sniffly. I'm sure it's because it's been getting colder. I'm actually certain that this is just an annoying cold that needs to go away because I recently was paranoid and took a COVID test and it was negative. So this is just an annoying little cold, but you know how they say like COVID symptoms can be so similar to a cold symptom. So then I was all in my head and I'm like, I don't think I have COVID, but like just in case, got tested negative. So it's just an annoying little cold I'm dealing with. I'm sure you can hear in my voice. Hopefully you don't hear me like sniffling too much. But hi, you guys. I'm back in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I honestly would not want to spend fall anywhere else than the Northeast. Like, I could be here, I could be New York, Boston, but I feel like it's so special growing up not too far from here, like 3 hours away in New York. It's very similar, you know, climate-wise. And I just love that we have all four seasons. I love that the leaves change. I like that the air gets crisp. I just love all the fall things. I feel like each year as I get older, I like appreciate the seasons. This sounds so deep. I appreciate the seasons changing more, or just really I've appreciated fall more because I feel like I've always been like, no, I love the warm weather. I love summer. I don't want summer to end. But I'm like actually excited for fall this year. And I think half of it is just the hype around fall being like so exciting and all the pumpkin spice everything and like cozy clothes and stuff like that. So yes, I am basic, but I just thought that this would be such a fun episode going into the fall, and I was all excited at the idea of recording it, so I was like, yeah, I gotta, and I'll be here, well, maybe at least for a little. I need to give you guys, like, updates. So, okay, as you know, I was in Boston for the summer, and then I was back in my apartment here in Allentown, Pennsylvania for a couple days, but then I was in Laguna and with my twin sister, and then she came back with me, and then we were here for a couple more days, but like I haven't even been here for like a week at a time yet, I feel like, and then was in New Jersey for the past, oh my gosh, I guess like 4 or 5 days with Max, which I was only supposed to go for like 2, and then I ended up staying longer because they had another home game coming up. Max was like, you should just stay until then if you want to go. And I'm like, ah, you're right. Started running out of clothes. It was a whole situation. But yeah, so then yesterday I got back here to Allentown, and it feels so good to just be here. I just feel settled here. I feel home. I feel cozy. I feel ready to take on fall. I just feel like the best version of myself when I'm at home. And when I'm on the go so much, it makes me realize how much more I appreciate just being settled and feeling like in my routine at home, you know? And then today, I guess, because my brain feels like such, like, I'm sure you can tell by the way I'm speaking, feels so scattered during the hockey season because it's really hard to make plans. Max, you guys, if you don't know, last season was all over the place. So then my brain's all over the place and I'm all over the place and making plans is all up in the air. Because last year he was back and forth between Philadelphia Flyers and their minor league team, the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. So he was back and forth all the time. Ended up playing the season last year kind of half and half for each team. And this year, again, we shall see. I don't know. I presume he'll be back and forth just like last year, which means, aka, can't really make plans, don't know when I'll see him, yada yada. Spend a lot of time alone here, which is good for me. It's good for me to be independent. But I actually think today he's literally at practice at the rink right now as I'm recording this. And we should know today, probably after his practice or later this afternoon, where he'll start the season because it's been their preseason kind of training camp situation. If you guys care about all of this is just helpful context to know why I'll be all over the place, because everyone will be like, why are you in New Jersey, in Philly, in Allentown, and where do you live, and did you move? And I'm like, you guys, I don't know. It's always up in the air, and I literally just take it day by day because you can't really make plans. So today, though, we should know where Max is starting the season. But see, even then, like last year, right after training camp, Max got sent down and we're like, okay, he's starting with the Phantoms. Great. And then he'll probably get called up later in the season. And then a couple days later, he got called up like so last minute, right before their first game, home opener. I was in Puerto Rico, had to fly back to make it to his first NHL game. It was like craziness, like such a whirlwind. So you never really know, is all I'm trying to say. So actually, either way, though, because I was thinking like, oh, maybe I'll be here longer if he gets sent down and is with the Phantoms, because then he'll be here. But maybe I'll be gone again if there's like home games in Philly and I'll go back down there. But I'm remembering next week I'm going to Laguna again anyway. So either way, you guys know me. I'm always bebopping around. But yeah, that's happening. If you guys remember, I went to Laguna with a group of girlies. Actually, are all with the same management, and our management is based out in Laguna, Southern California. And so it was just so much fun that we all got to go together. If you guys know Audrey Trillinger, if you know Jenica and Annika, they have a channel together. Jenica is Annika's mom, but just Jenica came, if that makes sense, because she was like around our age, and then Annika's younger. Actually, yeah, that's right, but Jenica's a little older than us. Anyway, so she came our weekend, and then Anna came, like, the following weekend with younger girls. But just if you know what I'm talking about, Audrey and Jenica, love them. I feel like we became so close, and we're actually going back next week because there were other girls that were going to come with our management, and then they weren't able to come in September, and then they were coming in October, and I was like, wait, I miss them. Like, I want to go see them. I'm talking about Rachel Ratke, Caitlin Nolan, if you guys know them. So I was like, I want to go back. And Jenica and Audrey were like, wait, we want to go back too. So we're all going back again. We love it there. It's going to be really fun. But regardless of all of this mumbo jumbo I'm speaking about, I will be spending at least a week or so here alone in the next coming week, which I did all the time last season. But I sort of forgot what it's like since it's been a while. Like, the whole offseason in the summer in Boston, I was constantly, you know, living with Max. He was always around. He wasn't traveling for hockey or anything, so I was always with him. And just having friends around and people visiting, and we would go on trips. And so it was, like, so much going on, and I was really never alone. So selfishly, I feel like I need this episode because I'm going to be talking about fall and being comfy and cozy, but also within that being like independently comfy and cozy and working on that on your own, because I kind of need that pep talk right now. So I'm going to give it to myself. Maybe some of you need it too, because as fun as it is in the crisp fresh new fall season to be with others, be with your loved ones, snuggle, do all the fun activities together. It's also really fun and rewarding to just feel cozy and comfy alone and be able to relax independently. Some of you are probably like, yeah, duh. But like, that's really a struggle for me. I don't know if some of you, like, it's such a weird thing in my head that I notice where, I don't know if any of you guys do this, but like, if my sister's here, if Max is here, even if Lucy's here, busy working in the other room, whatever, I'm doing my own thing, I feel like I behave differently than when I'm in alone. And to explain, like, when I'm alone, I'm sort of just like, I don't know what my mindset is. It's odd because obviously being alone, if you guys have like been on my journey with me, really used to be a struggle for me being alone, and I really struggled with being independent, and I realized that was because I was never alone in my first 22 years of life. Not once, not ever did I spend a weekend alone, live alone. Like, I grew up with a twin sister. I was always with other people, so I just didn't really know how to exist on my own. So, like, I still will catch myself being, like, alone, being like, oh, like, if Lucy was here, I would cook this big dinner, I'd order out and do this, but, like, it's just little old me, like, I'll, like, make cereal for dinner. And then I'm like, what am I doing? No, like, why would I do that? I need to do what I would do if someone else was here and just do it for myself. But I'm kind of like, oh, like, I don't know if any of you know what I'm talking about. Probably sound crazy. But for me, it's, like, fun baking, like, a fall dessert, right? If I get to share that experience with Lucy or Max. But then if I'm on my own, I'm like, oh, no, I'll just wait till, like, I'm with someone else. But in reality, it's like, no, I need to still do that on my own and just enjoy my own company. So it's something I've been working on, and that's why I really need this episode. Because I'm like, why am I doing things different than if other people would be here? Like, I should be acting in the same manner. So, I don't know if I'm explaining that right. This episode is going to give me good ideas, get me on the right track and mindset going into this fall season, hockey season, where I will be spending a lot of time alone because I need to get back used to that routine of, because I would spend like weeks alone at a time last year. And I'll always, obviously what helps is like making plans with people around, workout classes. Like literally this morning, Brody and I were chatting with neighbor for a while, and he was playing with her dog. And so it's fine. Like, I make it work, but yeah, it's kind of like an adjustment for a second. Life update. Also, I know I've already been giving life updates, but I spent so much time with Lucy in Laguna. After Laguna, she stayed for the week here, which was kind of nice. It was kind of like an easy way to transition back to being in Pennsylvania because life is so much slower than Boston. So I still had someone, and then now I'm like, whoa, I'm all alone. I need to just, I don't know. It's weird. Another thing about being alone is that I feel so much more pressure. I'm like, whoa, I have to be like fully self-motivated. Like, Max or Lucy isn't here to be like, come on, get up, let's go get coffee, you're going to walk or do this. I have to be like, wait, I have to do that all on my own. I don't know why it's like mentally harder for me sometimes. Maybe you agree, maybe you think I'm crazy. But anyway, it's been lovely spending so much time with my twin sister, and she's coming back to Laguna with me next week. So I'm going to see her again. I can't wait. And we're always like, we just feel better being around each other, being close to each other. We're like, it's pretty much illegal that we live like 3 hours from each other. But also, oh, update on this. I need to talk about this in a YouTube video because anytime I post a YouTube with her, everyone's like, can we have a life update on Lucy? We want to know what's up with her life. So I guess I can tell you guys quickly that she, but we'll go into depth in the future, but she is doing so good. She's actually looking at moving to Boston, which is so exciting because she, you guys heard it here first. She just accepted a job offer based in Boston, but they're being so flexible with her because they know she's like not even there yet. So I believe it'll be hybrid when she's there, but I think they'll just let her be remote up until she moves there, if that makes sense. So that's really exciting. It's a job she really wanted. It's like a recruiting position for a biotech company, I believe. So yeah, that's really exciting. I shouldn't be like announcing this before that I think she accepted it. Maybe she didn't accept it yet. But yeah, I believe that's what happened. Take it with a grain of salt, but it's very new. Like, she told me like a day or two ago. But yeah, that's that. When Brody and I were just in New Jersey, if you guys remember the whole thing, basically when Max is up playing for Philly or like during training camp right now, He stays at a hotel in New Jersey because that's where their practice rink is. It's just like right over the bridge, like 15 minutes from Philly. So it's like Philly area, but technically New Jersey. So it was really good when Brody and I were staying there. We can only stay for so long because I start to feel a little cooped up and like I just want my little homey, cozy apartment situation. And I just like, I don't know, I just like it here. You know, I like I can open up the door and Brody can run out in the grass. And it's just a lot easier than being in a crammed in a hotel. You know, I like having all my things, my kitchen. When I'm there, we have to eat out every single meal. So, you know, you get it. But it was lovely, and there is a lot more shopping sort of opportunities. I don't know the word. Just different stores and a lot of different, like, food places, restaurants there, I will say. So that was really nice. Like, Brody and I would just go shopping and do our thing. They have, like, a honey grown cava, which I wish we had here in Allentown and we don't have. And so I was taking advantage of that and loving that. I love honey grow. By the way, speaking of food, so when, okay, I'm trying to like think, I never know. People are like, I never know what day it is. I'm like, what day was it? And so Lucy came to the Flyers' first preseason home game with me, and so did Max's dad and Max's sister. And so it was so much fun. And when we were there, we did that. And then the next day, Lucy and I had like a day in Philly, and Max ended up meeting us later in the day. And we were just shopping around. Lucy and I went to The Love. If you guys are from Philly, outside of Philly, if you've ever been to The Love, oh my gosh, I love that restaurant. It's just so good. I've gone there for dinner, delicious. We went for brunch, and I just couldn't recommend it enough. It was so good. And then later in the day, sort of like a late lunch, dinner situation, when Max joined us, we went to Tuna Bar, which is one of Max's, my like favorite sushi places in Philly. We've gone before for dinner. Love it so much. So good. So I just have to say, I've been like a big foodie. I've been on a food tour down there because there's so many good food spots. So that's been lovely. First preseason game was great. And then the next one was away. And then Brody and I stayed for the third one that was at home, which was fun. So I can't believe hockey is back. It feels like it never ended. It feels like we never left. It feels like it was just yesterday. Summer literally flew by. So yeah, it's actually so bizarre that we're back. I can't believe that it came so quickly, and it's fall and here we are and it's almost October, and I'm like, what? Like, where did summer go? But yeah, that's what's been up. Also, I know I talked about this on YouTube, but I don't know if I ever really talked about either of these on my podcast. So I got my eyebrows microbladed. Have I talked about this on the podcast? Because I started earlier than the next thing I'm gonna talk about. But I actually got my eyebrows microbladed, if I didn't talk about it, and I love it so much. I'm looking in the mirror right now. Like, it looks like I just wake up and my eyebrows are done. And it's honestly such a relief because I feel like my eyebrows have been an insecurity, like a big insecurity of mine for pretty much my whole life, because ever since I started YouTube, growing up on social media just gives you a really thick skin, but also makes you very aware of your insecurities, okay? Because it's all people notice and all they comment about for like the 10 years of my childhood growing up on YouTube. They're like, your eyebrows are uneven. I don't like your eyebrows. They're too far apart. They're too thin. They're too this. They're too that. And I'm like, this is just how they've always been. I've always struggled. I never knew how to make them even. I tried my best. I needed help. Finally, I was like, Gretchen, why don't you just get them microbladed? Then they're just going to always be done, and they'll even them out, and they'll figure it out. And it was literally the best money I ever spent. However, I will say, people are like, it's not painful, it's just uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. I personally found it quite painful for like 3 hours. It feels like knives digging into your skin. But honestly, I was like, I don't know if it's worth it. But now, like, that was a month ago, and yeah, I think it's worth it. Just having my eyebrows done every day, and I don't have to worry about, like, I would do my makeup and I'd fill them in and I'd hate the way they look and I'd start over and wipe it all off and try again, and I just never liked the way they looked. And so it's helped so much. I went to Rob, in case you guys are wondering, right outside of Boston. I believe it's called Moco Beauty, like Moco Beauty Salon, Moco Salon. That's where he works, and I can like link it in the show notes if you're in the Boston area. He did such a great job. I'm obsessed. I'll have to go back at some point for a touch-up, but Yeah, love it. If you don't know what microblading is, basically, I would say it's kind of like a tattoo, but I feel like it's not that permanent. Like, I feel like it fades away after a year or so, and you might have to, like, get it done again. But basically, they do, like, really teeny cuts kind of along your eyebrows, and, like, they're, like, hair-like strokes, and there's pigment going in there, so then they just, it just looks like hair, where your eyebrows are more sparse, and so it's so nice, because the ends of my eyebrows and the beginning of my eyebrows were always so sparse, and then, like, I look at childhood photos of me, like, photos of me as a kid, and they were always like that, like, it was never anything I was doing, they were just always gonna be sparse in the ends, they just didn't grow, so I needed that. Well, didn't need, but I'm very happy that I got it, let's just say. Also, I guess I'm just in, like, a big, I don't know the word, glow-up phase. Self-improvement kick. Self-improvement physically. I don't know. Like, not, you know what I mean. These are all things that you don't need. Just, like, beautifying things. I don't even know the phrase. Cosmetic things, but, like, make me feel like the best version of me. And just more confident. So, yeah, love it. And to me, like, worth every penny, because it's just, yeah, that's just my personal opinion. So what I'm trying to say is I started up laser hair removal again. This was more recent, so this I really don't think I talked about this on the podcast, but if you don't know my story, long story short, I feel like I'm chatting so much in the beginning, I want to get in the cozy fall stuff. So quickly, I lived in now I give you the whole backstory. I lived in New York City in the East Village, summer going into my junior year of college. So let's think. I think that was summer of 2017. I lived in New York City. What I'm trying to say is while I lived there, actually no. Oh, now I'm getting all confused. Actually, I think I started the year previously. All I'm trying to say is I had laser hair removal in the past. I believe I started in 2016, actually, maybe going into 2017. And I did underarm and Bikini or Brazilian? I always mix those two up. Bikini or Brazilian, one of the two down there in that area, and then underarms. And it worked for the longest time, but I believe I should have had more sessions or I should have gone for more touch-ups over the years, and I didn't. And I feel like it just fully came back, which is so unfortunate because you pay so much. And it's supposed to be forever, but what I learned at where I go now, it's called Milan Laser, and I actually learned that, like, this isn't sponsored by them or anything, like, I paid for it all with my own money, but I learned that they have a ton of locations, like, across the U.S., which is so nice, because I'm, like, sweet, wherever, you know, we ever end up living, like, there probably will be a Milan or one close by if I need touch-ups, like, I know there's one where I'm from in Albany, blah, blah, blah. So I'm literally just found them on Google by Googling, like, laser hair removal near me. But I'm happy I started going there because they taught me how you, like, everyone has dormant hair follicles. And so the reason, like, laser is supposed to work forever, but technically, like, these dormant hair follicles can, like, grow hair later on in life, especially as you age, like, hormonal changes, all the things. Because laser will, doesn't it kill the hair follicle, something like that? So it can't grow hair anymore, but then you'll have new hair follicles over time. So then obviously more hair will grow. So Milan does, like, unlimited, like, they don't do sessions like most other places. Like, once you pay, like, forever. So even after 10 sessions, if I'm good for, like, a year or so and I don't see any hair coming in, after, like, 2 years, if it starts growing back, I can go back in and be like, hey, I'm noticing hair on my underarms, on my legs. Oh, because I added my legs this time too. And yeah, so I'm doing underarm, Brazilian legs again. And I'm so excited because then I'll be, like, hair-free everywhere and not have to worry about it. And for me, it's just, like, so much time shaving all the time. And it started to get to the point where I personally was getting so many ingrown hairs and it was just really uncomfortable and, like, painful. And so I was just like, okay, I need to start a laser again. It's very expensive. It's such a commitment, but I'm like, if it's lifetime of being hair free and this place obviously has, like, the unlimited, I can always get touch up. So, it just seems so worth it to me. And yeah, started that up again. I can link that in the show notes too, I guess, if you are interested. Anything I'm talking about specifically, I'll, like, link in the show notes. I believe they're called. I know you guys already know how much I love taking my Athletic Greens since I've shown taking it in the morning in a bunch of my YouTube videos, but I had my Athletic Greens first thing this morning and I'm feeling energized and ready to tackle my day right now, honestly. And if you didn't know, one scoop of Athletic Greens has 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. Literally all the things. I mix mine with cold water in the morning, and the flavor has really grown on me, honestly. I feel like I crave it now in the mornings, which I totally wasn't expecting at first when I first started taking it. To me, it tastes a little tropical, kind of like pineapple, but it's very mild, like nothing too crazy. I also add it to my smoothies from time to time, especially if I forget to take it first thing in the morning on its own. I'll just toss it in there. It's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life that has an enormous benefit to your overall health and well-being, exporting better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, and alertness, for example. Also, it's cheaper than getting all these different supplements individually, by the way. They also have little travel packs that are so convenient when you're on the go. I actually have a pack of them and my friends have been stealing them to try it out since I always rave about my greens powder. So right now, friends, you better listen up since you keep stealing mine. It's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/happyhour to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay, last little life update is I got my hair done by someone new, which is like so exciting, but also scary. If you're a blondie, then you get it because I was always scared of going to someone new forever. I've been blonde forever. If you guys didn't know this, then I'm spilling some tea that I started getting blonde highlights when I was 9 years old. I know, a little ridiculous. That's a whole other long story. So basically, I'm naturally brunette, but I've been blonde since I was 9, except for the 1 year of my freshman year of high school. I went back brunette and I hated it, and everyone called me Lucy because they couldn't tell us apart, and so went back blonde right away. All this is to say, I've had all the different shades of blonde. I've been darker, I've been lighter, I've been so light at points where I'm like, oh my gosh, my whole day is blonde. Started adding in low lights. Oh my gosh, I'm dull, I want to be brighter. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm like, ah, it's getting so dull, I want to be brighter. But I've done it all. I've had all the horrible, scary instances that can happen. So I just feel like I'm terrified. What I'm most terrified of is, when you're just a really brassy blonde, like it doesn't lift enough or they don't tone it or whatever it is. I think I'm just horrified, but I believe it was in middle school. Me and my friend were messing around and we're like, oh, we could do it ourselves. Yeah, that was the worst mistake of my life because my whole head was like just orange, brassy, like obviously didn't know what we were doing, and it took so long to get it fixed. So I'm terrified of being brassy. I'm terrified of my hair breaking off. I'm terrified of just it not being how I want it to be. So all this is to say, it's always scary to go to someone new. However, pretty much, like, it took me so long when I first moved to Boston to find someone, and I would just go to my girl back home in Albany, and finally I was like, okay. Like, I ended up living there 5 years. I was like, I need to find someone. So then I found my guy, Kyle, who I love so much in Boston. I would just pick him up and keep him with me everywhere I go because I just love the way he does my hair. But then I moved to Pennsylvania, and for like literally the first year I lived here, I would just go back to Boston and have him do my hair. And I'm like, okay, it's like 6 hours away. Need to find someone here. Found my girl here. Love her. Stacy in Allentown. Then she was booked out so far in this fall, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like recently I've been like, I'm so dark. I can't even wait another month or two. And so if you guys know Audrey Challenger, oh, I was just talking about her. Went to Laguna with her. We're going again. And her hair was so bright in Laguna. I'm like, your hair is so blonde, so bright. I'm obsessed with it. Who do you go to? And she was like, you need to go to my girl, Lisa. And I was like, you know what? I am just going to be a little spontaneous here. I'm going to put a lot of faith in her girl, Lisa. And I went to Lisa yesterday afternoon. Also, could not believe how quick she did my hair. I swear to God, I have never gotten highlights that have taken under 5 hours because I just have a lot of hair. It's very long. I was in and out of there 2 hours, 45 minutes. Like, I could not believe it. This girl is a pro. She's been doing hair for so long. Shout out Lisa. Love you. And I just felt like she really listened to what I wanted, brightened me up, all the things, did a little cut, also got layers. Like, I never really get layers. So I was just being spontaneous, trying something new. And all this is to say, turned out really well. Loved her. Also can link her Instagram, I think that's how I found her, or like website, whatever, down below. She's like a little bit outside of Philly, so yes, I'm so happy I went to her. We're a lot brighter now, and life is good. I'm so happy I got my hair done. If you're not blonde, you're like, what the heck, why is this such a big deal? If you're blonde, you get it, you know. Last thing I will say, and then we're getting into the cozy fall, okay? I know I already said I'm so congested. Also, can I just complain for a second? I've had the worst cramps of my life today. I don't know what is going on. Even sitting here, I'm very cozy. I have my Barefoot Dreams blanket wrapped around me. I have my UGG slippers on. I have a cozy sweatshirt. I'm trying to be as cozy as I can be because I woke up like three times, like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. My cramps are so bad, they woke me up from my sleep. And I was laying there and I'm like, oh my God, my stomach feels like it's on fire. And I'm like, think of all the possibilities. I'm like, am I okay? Is this my appendix? Like, what is going on? Like, I'm in so much pain. But I'm like, I know this pain. This is cramps. I know, like, it's just so specific to me. It's different than any other kind of like stomach pain, you know, like my stomach hurts or I feel sick. It's like, no, this is like cramps. Like, this is like, I know this exact pain. And I'm like, oh, I'm in so much pain. And, yeah, and now I'm like, how much do I share? I'll be vague because we want to get into fall. But I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm not even like bleeding or anything, if that's TMI. And then, of course, then later this morning I started bleeding. I'm like, oh, this makes sense. But I'm shocked because I feel like I haven't had cramps like this in so long. It's not even like other times of the month like this, you know? Yeah, my cramps are like out of this world, and at like 7 a.m. I was like so tired because yesterday I was trying to just sleep a lot last night and catch up on sleep because obviously I sound horrible, got a cold, I've been traveling around, so I was like, this is my night, I'm going to sleep a ton, and then I kept waking up because my cramps are so bad. I'm like, oh, so I'm like sleepily running around my apartment in the morning. Thank God I found a heating pad. Nothing else like helps me, I swear, but yeah, that's like the situation today. So I especially need this cozy fall episode. Also, right next to me right now, I don't know if you can hear this. I have a hot coffee. That's a hot take that I've weirdly been into hot coffee, literally only for like a day now. Actually, no, I think back to last fall and winter, I feel like I was also on a hot coffee kick. It just feels nice to have a hot beverage when it's like crisp outside, you know? So I have my hot coffee, Brody's sleepy, I have my candle going, the slippers are on, the Barefoot Dreams blanket is wrapped up all around me, and we are just in a cozy fall mood. Don't worry, I also have my massive Stanley, which I should take a sip from because I haven't taken a breath for the past 30 minutes. Okay, now I'm all self-conscious that I sound like my just voice sounds so bad and like nasally and congested this episode. So I hope it's not as bad as I think it is. Okay, you guys know in the beginning of each Happy Hour podcast episode, I say something I'm happy about, a happy quote or idea. I guess today it's 30 minutes in. Sorry about that. Got carried away with my chatting. But what I'm happy about this week is, shocker, fall. It just feels like a fresh start with the fresh air and the fun activities and the pumpkin spice everything, which I will say I am a fan of. I feel like that's a little controversial. People get over the pumpkin everything, all the pumpkin things, but I love it, okay? And I'm happy to just be back in my cozy home. And yesterday I was cleaning, I was unpacking, I was organizing, I was, you know, just settling back in, lighting the candles, feeling good, opening packages, cleaning up, taking out the trash, all the things. And I'm just happy. I'm feeling grounded and it just feels good to be back. My happy quote or idea is actually, oh no, I was thinking, I was like, did I use this happy quote or idea before in the beginning of one of my episodes? But I don't think so. I think I did had a similar one. I think maybe it was something about settling in, like moving to a new place, making it feel like home. And I think my quote was, you are your home. But this is like similar, or how I'm interpreting it is similar. I'm sure this is like a basic saying you've heard before, but I just thought this applied to this episode. And isn't this a song lyric too? Home is wherever I'm with you. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs, Home. The song is titled Home. You guys should listen to it. It's one of my faves. But that's my quote slash idea. I don't know if it's really a quote. I guess it's a song lyric. Home is wherever I'm with you. And if you have a loved one, if you have a partner, a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, then you could think of it in terms of that, because that makes me think of, obviously, with Max and his career, we're all over the place. So you really just have to be able to feel at home anywhere and be able to settle in a bunch of new places, because they can kind of sign and play hockey anywhere. So I definitely feel at home with Max and Brody. I feel like a dog really helps with that. You just feel, I don't know, it just feels right and cozy, and you feel joyful and loved, and you love this being. And so automatically, wherever you are, just kind of feels like home, even if you're in a hotel or whatever. And this makes me think of, okay, I'll be like, maybe this is like cheesy, but it was very sweet and I'm happy that we did it. But basically what I realized about me is I am obsessed with those games, the We're Not Really Strangers game and the Couples Edition one. I've had the Couples Edition one for a while, and I feel like, so, I don't know, I guess cheesy, or like, I guess cringy saying this, but I'll notice at times, but this is just me being very like honest, is with Max and I spending like a lot of time apart, I'll notice when we're back together, or if, even if it's just a day where we're not really around each other, spending a lot of quality time, like my love language is quality time, and so I'll just definitely feel the disconnect between us. I'll just feel disconnected from him. And so I'll always, even if it's like we're going to bed or something, I'll be like, hey, like, can we do some of these couples edition cards, because I just feel like it forces us to connect and like just spend quality time with each other and ask us questions about each other. And you always like learn something new even if you've been dating for a while, and so it just makes me feel like, it feels like we're closer and all those things. So I've always felt cheesy for doing that, but I always feel better after, and he's such a good sport, and he'll be like, okay, like, we can do a couple, and he'll play along. And I'm sure deep down he likes it too. But I actually just recently picked up the normal We're Not Really Strangers, because we always have the couples edition one, but sometimes that feels like couples therapy and like heavy to me. I don't know, like, it's just all about couples. But I like the We're Not Really Strangers one, because it could be with friends, it could be with, you know, strangers, it could be with anyone. And it's just to show how you connect and you just learn more about the person, because it's like really specific scenarios or questions that you normally wouldn't think to ask. So like the other night we were doing the normal We're Not Really Strangers one. It was actually our only time playing it, first time and only time so far playing it in the hotel. And at the end it was like, if you guys have played it, maybe you had the same final card, unless it's different with different decks, I don't know. But the final card was, hand each other a piece of paper and write each other a note, and then once you are no longer together, read it. And I was like, Max, I want to read it right now, like, because I think I was leaving in like a day or two. I'm like, I can't wait a day or two to read it. And he's like, no, you gotta wait a day or two. So we both read each other's notes that we wrote to each other yesterday after we were apart, and I thought it was so cute. Okay, this is coming back to my quote or idea, I promise. I thought it was really cute that we both wrote kind of similar things, where I was just kind of saying where I'm at. I'm like, you know, it feels so good to be back. I'm so excited we got to spend time together. And I was saying kind of like, it feels like home wherever I'm with you. And like, you are my home in a way, because we've chosen to stay together and live together, not be long distance, and live wherever that may be. And I was kind of like, I know this can bring us like a many different places, but I am down for the ride and will always be there, like being your number one supporter, and I'll always feel at home wherever we are. And Max kind of said the same thing. He was like, it was so good being with you and Brody. Like, it just feels like home when we're all together, no matter where hockey takes us, like, we'll always be each other's home. I'm gonna like be emotional, but I don't know. It was just really sweet, and I feel like you can think of it in that way, but it doesn't necessarily need to be like in a relationship. I think you can be single and have this applied to you as well. But yeah, I guess for my situation, that just feels nice because I guess moving around a lot and my dad passing away, now we're getting deep. It just, you kind of question like, where is my home and where do I feel like safe and secure and myself and grounded and all these things. And so it just feels nice, especially like in your 20s. I feel like everyone goes through that. Like, where is home? Is it where I grew up? Is it where I went to college? Is it where I'm working now? Is it not even any of those places? Is it somewhere I'm going to end up moving? Like, where is my home? Where does it feel right? Where do I feel like the best version of me, all those things. And so, yeah, that was just like comforting to feel like we can just be at home wherever we are. And it doesn't necessarily need to be one place. And it can just kind of be a feeling. And what's also really helped me is, okay, now if you're single, this is for you. Or if you just want to be kind of empowered independently, like Max, to me, he makes it feel like home, but he isn't my like only home. Like, I think I am my home as well. And so that's like the other thing I said in a different episode, is you are your home. And once you feel truly comfortable and grounded just within yourself and knowing like I'm okay and I'm at peace and I'm at home wherever I am, that's just like really freeing, because you know wherever you end up that you'll be okay, and you can just continue being the best version of yourself, and you can be more adaptable and like adapt to change. This idea of home is wherever I'm with you, say like home is wherever I'm with myself and I'm truly spending time with myself and making an effort to be in my own company. And that's like what we're doing today, right? We're talking about being cozy, setting up your environment for success, for whatever that means for you. If you want like a really clean, nice environment that's suitable for working from home and feeling really motivated and ambitious, that's great. I more so, well, I guess I want that like in my office space. I try to keep it clean and bright in here to be motivated to work, but the rest of my home, I try to keep it very like dim and cozy, and I really want to feel zen and at peace and relaxed and sort of like a spa like situation. So I feel like I'm getting deep here, but I've noticed such a difference and a change. Like, it's changed my life to be able to say like I am my own home, and home is wherever I feel like I'm working on myself, being the best version of me, trying my best, trying to have a nice, cozy, inviting environment where I feel happy myself and I feel happy to welcome people here. Everyone's welcome. I want everyone to feel cozy and welcome and at home. And yeah, I don't know if this is straying from the fall content, but to me, it really goes in line with fall and just the cozy, comfy feelings of autumn. So, interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Upside. Gas is getting so expensive these days, not to mention our groceries as well, which is why I personally started using Upside. Upside is the best app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With every purchase I make, I'm actually earning cash back thanks to Upside. Their app is so easy to use. I find myself using it at Target, Whole Foods, when I get gas, many more places. It's not one of those things that are too good to be true, trust me. And I personally always use my cash back on Starbucks. Shocker. So to get started, download the free Upside app, use my promo code HAPPYHOUR, and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, you can claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. You will check in at the business you're going to, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and you'll get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That is so insane to me, you guys. So that's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the app store. Download the free Upside app and use promo code HAPPYHOUR to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Use my promo code HAPPYHOUR. And now let's get back into the episode. I thought this was going to be a quick episode, and I've had so much to say. So without further ado, we are getting into how to make fall feel the most comfy and cozy for you. Okay, number one, I kind of mentioned a little bit before, but set the environment you are in upright, up for success, okay? For me, I've noticed really lighting like is so important. I prefer You know, when we first moved in here, I was like, wow, I love that there's recessed lighting. Like, it's so bright and it'll make it so nice in here. And it's honestly jarring, especially as the sun goes down. Like, it's so bright. It feels like you're in a doctor's office. I'm like, oh my gosh, no, this is so disruptive to my sleep. And I just want to feel really comfy and cozy. And so honestly, it was very nice. Shout out Max's dad. He installed dimmers on all of our light switches, which was a game changer. But my preference is lamps. I have like lamps everywhere. And they actually, I think most of them have dimmers too, and you can kind of dim them down. And it's just like really dim and cozy. And I think that really helps you kind of transition into like the evening and feel sleepy. For me, when all the lights are on full blast, it will be midnight and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I haven't even looked at the time. I'm running around, I'm doing things because I haven't let my eyes have a chance to be like, okay, recognize that it's nighttime, it's dark outside, you should be like settling in, going to bed soon, you know? So dim lighting, even during the day, well, I guess, again, this is my tip, like if you're trying to be really productive and get a lot done, like have the lights on. Like in my office, it's very bright. All the window curtains are open right now. But I personally like dim lighting. It just seems more inviting and like serene. And yes, I think when I'm talking about my ideal fall moment, I'm thinking like afternoon, evening, relaxing, you've got your work done and we're decompressing, we're doing the self-care, we're cozying up on the couch. That's the vibe right now, okay? Candles are a must. You gotta light some candles, especially the fall scented ones. Just really sets the tone and the vibe. Just so, so good. And if you're not even into fall and the fall scents, maybe you hate pumpkin, okay? Do you hate pumpkin? Do you hate the scents of autumn, the pumpkin spice? I can't imagine that you do, but if you do, any old candle works, okay? Maybe you're like a clean linen girl. Isn't that a scent? Or fresh cotton. Maybe you're one of those types of people, but any candle will work, but candles really help it feel cozy too. Cozy blankets, also a must. Like I've said 10 times, my newest, most favorite Barefoot Dreams blanket is wrapped around me right now, and I know they can get like astronomical and so expensive. However, this is a good time to mention, I believe they still on Nordstrom Rack have some Barefoot Dreams blankets. So I can link those in the show notes as well because they are the most comfy, cozy blankets of all time. And on Nordstrom Rack, they're way marked down. So highly recommend. Also, to set up your environment right, clean your space. Even if it's just a quick tidy, this makes such a difference. Especially if you are my type of person. I notice some of my friends and family are really good at not being like this, and I don't know how they do it. Like, they can still relax. This sounds like mean. Like, they can still relax in such a messy house. No, but I just feel like they're good at sort of compartmentalizing. Like, oh, I have all these chores I have to do later, but I can kind of like relax and sit on the couch right now. I physically cannot do that. Like, if I'm sitting on the couch watching something, all I will notice is that I need to clean the counter and I need a vacuum and I need to put this away and I need to tidy this. Like, I don't know what it is about me, but I simply cannot relax if I feel like there are things that still have to be done. Maybe that's just my personality. That's an issue I need to work through. But I will say something about having your space be clean just lets you mentally be a little bit more like free, like clears up your mental space as well and makes you feel a little more relaxed, at least for me. So cleaning the counters, vacuuming, laundry. Also, in the evening, I just love folding like warm laundry from the dryer. I sound like such a grandma, but I honestly enjoy it because it's like warm and cozy and I put it away and it's clean and then I can really just relax and I'm not worried about my laundry, you know? Okay. Like I said, this may be basic, a little controversial because I feel like people are just over how in the fall there's literally pumpkin everything. Like there's pumpkin spice for literally every single thing you can think of. Pumpkin spice food, pumpkin spice coffee, pumpkin spice, you know, candles, pumpkin spice chapstick, pumpkin spice everything. So I feel like people are over it, but I don't care if it's basic because I love it. I embrace it all. I just think it's fun. I think it's exciting. It's like new and a theme and a little thing that we can all hop onto, you know? It's like a bandwagon. Fall snacks, if you are into that, that also sets up the environment. Orange, brown, neutrals, everything. Fall candles, fall decor. Oh, at Home Goods, I found like this fuzzy little Sherpa pumpkin. I just love it. And you could do like dark orangey brown, like knit blanket or dark green. I just think that's so cozy and fun. If that's too basic for you and you're like, no, I'm not going to be trendy or seasonal, I think you can still get the mood right. You know, you could just not do the fall like scents or flavors or colors, but you could still do like the cozy blankets and candles. And you, instead of like baking pumpkin cookies, you could bake chocolate chip. You know what I mean? I'm trying to appeal to all of you out there if you're like a fall stan or a fall Scrooge. Okay. Next up, cook warming foods. I feel like for the longest time I would hear people say like, oh, like on your cycle, like have warming foods. You'll feel better. It'll help cramp, stuff like that. And I would always be like, what? Does that just mean eat something that's like warm and not cold? But now I truly feel like I feel a difference. Like this morning I was going through it with my cramps and oatmeal helped a ton. I was like, okay, I'm going to have like a hot bowl of oatmeal that's very warming and will help me in my symptoms right now, but also it helps you feel like cozy and nice for the fall. It was very chilly on Brody's and I walk. It was like Brody's and my walk. I don't know. This morning, it was probably like 50 degrees and a nice breeze and just my hot coffee, my oatmeal. It was lovely. I've been loving doing tea. I've actually really been loving buying the medicine ball tea at, I was about to say Target. Nope. Let me start over. I've been loving going to Starbucks and getting their medicine ball tea, buying medicine ball tea at Starbucks, aka honey citrus mint tea. I think they're interchangeable. You could say either. And it's just so yummy. I think it's like, well, the name, honey citrus mint and like lemon. Oh, it's just really good. I love that tea. And that's just like warming and you feel, it just feels nice in the cool weather, you know? Hot chocolate, baking cookies, like I said. All the breads, any of the flavors work. Again, if you're a pumpkin stan, pumpkin bread, yum, yes, so good. I got the pumpkin bread loaf mix from Trader Joe's. I cannot wait. Banana bread, if you're throwing it back to quarantine days when I feel like everyone and their mother, banana bread will always remind me of quarantine now because I feel like that's all anyone made for some reason. I personally made it like every single day. Why are we all making banana bread? I don't know, but it's what was keeping us all sane. You could do banana bread. You could do, oh, I was thinking back to last winter. I got this mix from Trader Joe's. It was like a chocolate peppermint loaf. It was so good. Whatever flavor bread, make it, okay? Bake. Just bottom line, bake. You'll feel cozy and fall. For dinner, for example, tonight, if you want to know what's on my menu, I'll tell you. I'm making chicken and mashed potatoes. It's going to be so good. See, that's so warming and that's so fun and that's so fall. And typically when I'm alone, I would be like, oh, well, just like heat up this frozen thing. I actually made frozen mac and cheese last night, which I will say was so good. Very warming as well. But tonight I'm like, no, Gretchen, make yourself dinner. Take yourself on a little date in your kitchen and have some fun cooking. I'm doing a chicken and mashed potatoes HelloFresh. It's going to be so good. That's very warming. You know, all of these foods, very et cetera. You get it. Oh, obviously, if we're talking about yummy fall foods, apple cider donuts, cider, all the things, can't go wrong. Chili, oh, that's such a good warming food. I can link this in the show notes as well. Wait, let me like write this in right here so I don't forget. Sweet potato and what was it? Black bean, I think that's what it is. Because my friend Megan gave me this recipe for this sweet potato black bean chili, I think last fall, maybe even two falls ago now. And I've been making it like every fall now. It is so good. I can't wait to make it. Oh, that's also making me realize pumpkin, what was it? Oh, coffee cake. This also is making me realize I need to link this in my story because every couple days now I'll get a new DM from someone being like, wait, what was that recipe you would make each fall? Wasn't it like a pumpkin coffee cake? Can you please link again now that it's fall? Like I want to make it. And I was looking through my highlights. I feel like I had it in a highlight before. I need to post about it again, put it back in my highlights. But I'll link it in the show notes for you guys because I think the first fall we moved here, so like, is that three falls ago now? Yeah, that Max and I moved to Pennsylvania. I don't know why I had this idea. Maybe I saw someone else post about it to make a pumpkin coffee cake, and it turned out to be the yummiest thing in the world. I honestly need to make that again soon. It was so good. I just found it on the internet, so I'll put that in the show notes. So good. You definitely should try it out. You could do s'mores if you're at like a fire, soup, all the things. All the warming foods are a must for the fall. Okay, next up, mandatory, cozy clothes. You guys are, I'm sure all of this is like self-explanatory, but I think it's a good reminder. Or you could be like, ooh, that's a good recipe I can make. Or like, oh, I forgot to put on my gray sweatpants and put on my slippers and light my candle and watch Hocus Pocus. So this is just a good reminder that it will make you feel good and happy and cozy and warm and fuzzy on the inside, okay? Good pair of sweats are a must. Preferably, at least in my opinion, a grow fit. Something about the gray sweatshirt and the gray sweatpants. Gray is obviously the comfiest color. That is just non-negotiable in my opinion. Gray sweatshirt, gray sweatpants, the more oversized, the better. So cozy. I'm currently in my favorite grow fit of the moment is I'm in this aloe gray sweatshirt right now. I got the gray sweatpants to go with. That's going to be my grow fit of this fall. And I'm loving it. Comfy slippers, comfy boots. For me, Uggs are my favorite. If you're like, no, I'm not spending that much money, queen, that's fine. You don't need to. There are so many other options for, you could definitely get comfy slippers and boots that are like 30, 40 bucks. You know, they don't have to be. I know Uggs can get a little pricey. However, I'm an Ugg stan. I have never strayed from them. I know people are like, oh, when we were younger, they were in and then they're out and no one liked them and now they're back. No, I hope you guys realize, I mean, if you followed me for a while, you know, even when they were out, I was like, I do not care. I wore them in college. I wore them every year of my life since like the fifth grade. I've been Uggs number one fan forever because they are just so dang cozy. I'm wearing my Ugg slippers right now. I just got the past two falls, my mini chestnut have been my favorite. I think I have short and tall ones somewhere, probably at my mom's house. But I just got in the mail yesterday the mini ones with the platform. I feel like those are also controversial. Literally everyone in my story voted that they were ugly, that they didn't like them. And I was like, oh, sorry. I ordered them anyway. So I think those will be my Uggs of this fall. I will say I just tried them on and walked around a little because so many people DM me and were like, please update on if they're comfortable to walk in. So many people say they're hard to walk in with the platform. And I will say walking around, I was like, oh, I feel high up, kind of like weird. Like maybe I'd roll my ankle or something. So I could see they would be hard to walk in, but I'll keep you guys updated because I haven't even really worn them yet. Anyway, I digress. Comfy slippers, boots. Yes, that's a yes. Even like bean boots, you know, are those still allowed? Are those in? I have mine laying around somewhere. But next up, good layering pieces like a neutral cozy sweater. Ugh, nothing like a pullover cream sweater. Goes with everything. Shacket, that will work right over top. Perfect, good to go. Comfy pair of leggings. My preference are the Black Align leggings from Lululemon. Nothing is better. I'm wearing them as we speak. I wear them every single day. I probably have 10 pairs. I have so many pairs because if I want to wear Align leggings and all my pairs are dirty, I'm like, uh-uh. Like, that will not do because they're my favorite and that's what I want to wear and every other pair doesn't compare. I'm getting particular as I age. Scarves, good to go. Are infinity scarves out? I feel like they are. I feel like I'm explaining what we would wear in, like, 2012. The leggings, the high socks, the leg warmers, the infinity scarf, the donut bun. Ah! I see TikToks and people being like, me getting ready in 2012. And it's like the stacks of the Alex and Ani bracelets and the infinity scarf and the donut bun. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we literally all wore the same thing. Anyway, back in the day. But accessories are still in. Okay. Oh no. Are they mowing the lawn? That it will not do for this podcast. At least we're nearing the end here, but I'm gonna have to pause a moment. That's gonna be so annoying for you guys to hear that. Can you hear that? It's so loud. Is it that loud? He's kind of like down that way a little. Ah, that's gonna bother me. Okay, I was gonna say accessories are good. Headbands, I feel like I've been so into headbands. I feel like leg warmers are not it anymore, correct? I'm such a grandma. But I do know, like the ankle socks, even a little bit taller socks for like the Birkenstocks, the Uggs, I feel like those are it. People have been doing those. Okay, I feel like we need to pause a moment for this mower. I can't tell if it's just loud to me or if the mic is also picking it up. Okay, we'll pause a moment. I think he's gone. The mower is just not it right now, the lawnmower. I feel like in the summer that was such an issue. They'd be mowing all the time. During my podcast, I'd be like, no. But for the fall, that's not the vibe. Well, I guess that you still need to mow. I guess you just don't really mow when it's like winter and there's snow on the ground. I'm like, that is not the vibe, sir. We're trying to be zen and cozy over here. Anyway, lastly for cozy clothes, fuzzy socks, obviously a must, and comfy PJ set. I don't make the rules. You just feel more put together and comfy and cozy and relaxed if you're wearing a cute, cozy, comfy PJ set. I've been into the PJ sets for like the last year or so. Don't get me wrong, I still love like a big cozy t-shirt and like boxers. I feel like that's what I'll actually always feel the comfiest in, but I do feel very put together with like a cute PJ set. Sometimes I just get too hot in like the long sleeve ones or something, but I've been loving a PJ set. Got a cheetah one recently, loving it. Is he coming back? Do you guys hear that? This is so bad. Maybe it's not that bad. Maybe I'm being dramatic. Hang on. He's off in the distance again. I don't think... This is such a mess at the end here. I don't think you can really hear him. Last category, though. We're almost done, I promise. Fall activities to feel comfy and cozy and fully in the fall spirit. Apple picking. Duh. Obviously. Go apple picking. Every fall, it doesn't feel like fall to me unless I go apple picking. I actually need to plan when I'm going to go apple picking this fall. It's just so fun. It makes it feel like fall. I feel like for me, it's just like a event, a timestamp that I can be like, oh yes, that was last fall because I went apple picking. Do you know what I mean? Going to a pumpkin patch, football game. Actually, did I go to a pumpkin patch last year? No, we didn't. Max and I got pumpkins so last minute and I wish we had gone. So I really want to go to pumpkin patch. Football game, I don't know if I've ever been to a football game, but I just feel like that would be cozy and fun in fall and you could bundle up all the things. Making a blanket fort, I put this on the list because that's just very cozy and fun. Max and I, okay, literally the mower is coming back again. Maybe he is going up and down the lawn, but I feel like he was done with this area. Okay, we're back again, hopefully for the last time. Max and I made a blanket fort. When was it? Probably our one night here together before I went to Laguna, before he went off to training camp. But we made a blanket fort and we watched Survivor and it was so much fun. It was so fun. I actually want to do that again. So yes, make a blanket fort. Even if it's just for you by yourself, like that's just fun. Obviously the vibes are immaculate. Go on a hike, crisp fall air, crisp fall breeze, bundle up. That could be fun. Light a fire. Sadly, I do not have a fireplace here, but if you have a fireplace, that's really fun. You could go to a bonfire. Oh my gosh, the mower is coming back. I cannot make this up. You know what? We're just gonna keep going. Is it that bad? Is it just me? Okay, I'll talk louder. Go to a haunted house. That could be fun, like around Halloween time. I don't think I can participate, sadly, because I am terrified. Can't even do like a scary show or a scary movie. Okay, I think I've been dramatic this whole time. I think the mower is not that bad. It just kind of sounds like background noise. He's literally right out my window now, though. Doesn't he know I'm recording a podcast? I sound like such a brat. I'm kidding. Obviously, I don't care if my apartment complex is mowing. They're mowing. Clearly, I picked a bad time. Okay, last couple things. Drive through some fall foliage, just going on a drive. You could get a coffee, get your PSL, get your, what is that? Oh yeah, pumpkin spice latte. You could get your pumpkin cream cold brew, my personal fave. You could get some apple cider donuts, a fall tree, a pumpkin muffin, all the things. Go on a drive, see some fall leaves. That's fun. Go to a sunflower field. I did that in college like a couple falls ago. It was very fun. Go to a brewery. You could go to a farmer's market. The mower's getting closer again. I'm getting louder. I went to a farmer's market recently. It was very fun. I actually want to go to a brewery again. I think I've only gone like once or twice, but so fun. Or like a winery. Max and I did that like twice in Allentown last year. So fun. You can make mulled wine. I did that once. So fun. All of these are just so fun and so fall and so like the weather is getting colder and we're doing fun things. You could make homemade candy apples. I thought of this because I thought, how fun could that be? But I actually have never done this. So try it and let me know how it turns out. Okay, last couple things. Find a good show or movie for the fall time. You're spending more time indoors. It's a little chilly. We're coming in from the summer. You could get into a fun board game. I feel like I've been so into games. I love card games. I love, like I said, the We're Not Really Strangers, Couples Edition, if you have a partner, just so fun. And last on my list is start a new book. Cozy up, get your hot chocolate, get your coffee in the morning, hot chocolate at night, have your cozy blankie, light the fire, light the candle, start a good book, start your Colleen Hoover, whatever it is. And that's so fun and that's so fall. And you're going to feel so comfy and cozy and have the best fall ever if you listen to all my advice and do every single thing I said. You must do everything I said on this list or your fall is not that comfy and cozy. No, these are obviously just ideas. Take what you like, leave what you don't, and I just thought that would be really fun, even just talking about it all and thinking about it and getting us into the mood. Hopefully you had some fun takeaways from this. Hopefully I inspired you. If not, if you knew all of this already, just hopefully it's fun thinking about it all. The mower is getting loud again, so I'll let you guys go. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. This is everything I wanted to say. So much for me being concise. I could talk forever. But love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I will catch you in my next episode. Bye.